When Phil Heron started covering politics, this was the number one song in the country.
I'm the editor of the Daily Times in Delaware County. I've been editor since 99 and have been with the Delaware County Daily Times since 1982.
That's a long time. And in that time, Phil has never seen anything like this. The balance of power is shifting in Delaware County from Republican to Democrat.
It will be unheard of in Delaware County. And I think the speed that it has happened has taken people by surprise.
Why, after decades of Republican rule, are things changing now? And what might this mean for how the state of Pennsylvania will vote in the 2020 elections? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. The Republican Party has been in charge of Delco, Delaware County, for a while. When did that start?
This comes back to the time after the war when really the focus of the county was the city of Chester. And the McClure family ran the city of Chester. And the entity that came out of that, the ruling body of the Republican Party, was always referred to as the War Board. They were the people, if you wanted to run for office, you went to them and worked through them to get on the ballot. If you wanted to work in the Chester Upland School District, you had to be registered Republican, according to some people. If you wanted to work in the media courthouse, those jobs were tied into your party affiliation. To give you an idea of the power of John McClure and the head of the Republican War Board, in 1960, in the famous presidential race, Richard Nixon came to Delaware County, seat of Republican power in the Philadelphia suburbs, and did a campaign stop. He did a motorcade through the city of Chester. That motorcade stopped at the front porch of John McClure. The candidate, Richard Nixon, got out of his car, and there's a photo of him shaking John McClure's hand. That's power. That's Delaware County.
So that's how powerful the Republican Party was at the time. What is the county like now politically?
Keep in mind that at one time, at the height of the power of the War Board and the Republican Party in Delaware County, they held a 3-to-1 voter registration edge. That has now eroded to the fact where literally the Republican Party is now the minority party in the county. There are more registered Democrats in Delaware County than there are Republicans today, and that margin is actually growing. It's not shrinking.
Why is that?
It's basically a change in the demographic. There's a lot of Philadelphia residents that have moved out, many of them into those inner ring suburbs in Upper Darby. You can go back a decade and literally watch and see that demographic change and see the effect that it had on politics.
But what's interesting to me, Phil, in Delaware County is that the Republican and Democrats' views, they kind of align, like their views on infrastructure, you know, gun violence, renewable energy.
It is moving a little bit more towards the center, and I think a really good example of that is in the county, a state senator, Republican Tom Killian, who is not up for re-election right now. But oddly enough, and as we all know, gun control legislation is not terribly popular in Harrisburg. It's not terribly popular in the middle of the state, in urban areas that are having tremendous problems with gun violence, like Philadelphia, the city of Chester. Tom Killian represents those people in the city of Chester. Last session, he got a law passed which changed specifically the laws in terms of firearms after someone has a charge and convicted in domestic abuse. It changes the time window that they have to surrender their firearms. It changes who they were able to surrender those firearms to. Again, not really a popular stand with a lot of Republicans in Harrisburg and a lot of gun rights advocates. But again, it sort of shows you a little bit of the changing face and the moderation of some of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. They're actually so moderate that Delaware County voters have actually voted for a Democratic president going back to 1992.
It has been very, very odd. It used to just waggle back and forth. Nationally, they voted Democratic. Locally, they continued to vote Republican right up until the last few years, when what we started to see about a decade ago started really rolling downhill. And that is the simple demographic voter registration numbers.
You know, one of the big things that happened during this past national election was that Donald Trump had a rally in Delaware County.
He sure did.
In Aston, yep, in 2016.
Right now, thank you. Right now, our politicians have locked our country into endless fights about small and petty things. I'm asking.
And so how did that play with the local politicians?
I think it was kind of a situation where I think that the Republicans in the county embraced Donald Trump to the effect that they knew that he was at the top of their ticket. And I don't think that they were terribly enthused about him. I think that they had some questions about him, but he was the guy and they were going to be on board. And then you saw after that, after Donald Trump gets elected, even though he did not win Delaware County, didn't win any of the suburban counties, but with the strength of all that vote in the middle of the state, managed to win the state. Then 2 years later in the midterms, you basically see Republicans saying, we're not running against Democrats, we're running against this incredibly unpopular president who is pushing people to vote Democratic.
When we come back...
So before this event, we signed a pledge for a no tax increase. That would mean that with five people on Delaware County Council, if the three of us were elected, there would be no tax increase for the next 4 years.
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to Delaware County Daily Times editor Phil Herron about whether November's election could shift the county from Republican to Democratic. So, Phil, Democrats now outnumber the Republicans, but Republicans have had that historic hold on all the county jobs. Is that still true?
Right now, the Republicans still control, for the most part, all of those jobs, contracts, and other entities that are tied into the media courthouse. That's what's going to be at stake on November 5th.
Phil, it sounds like the council races should be one that we should be paying attention to. And there was a debate recently with the council candidates, and I understand that it got pretty heated.
It did indeed. They did hold the first debate recently at Villanova. And yeah, Kelly Colvin, one of the three Republican candidates for county council, she's a longtime Upper Darby activist, and she did make the case of noting, hey, you know, look at Upper Darby, the shift in the, you know, people from Philadelphia that are moving out to Upper Darby.
I think what we're seeing is a creep from Philadelphia, where there's this leniency, this complacency towards crime, and a favoritism towards those committing the crimes. I don't want to see that creep in Delaware County. It's not.
And of course, the Democrats just replied by, hey, look, that is not where we're at. This is dog whistle politics.
That us versus them language that we just heard sounds a lot like fear-mongering to me, the fear-mongering that comes out of the Republican Party.
You're trying to divide communities. We're looking to run as a ticket representing the entire county. Interestingly enough, in the county, everyone's focusing on the county council race. But one other race that we should really keep a close eye on, because it's going to play into the countywide race, is that we're also electing a district attorney in the county. The Republican incumbent, Kat Copeland, was appointed to that position after Jack Whalen, the former DA, won a seat on the county bench. She has proved to be a very effective, popular candidate. I would say right now she is probably the face of the Republican Party in Delaware County. The question is she's challenged by Democrat Jack Stolzheimer, also similar, a former federal prosecutor, is whether or not she can carry some of the council candidates. She's really going to have to carry the load for the party.
So, Phil, three of the five seats are up for re-election this year. If the Democrats win all of their races, that means the county council will be all Democratic. How historic would that be?
it will be unheard of in Delaware County. And I think the speed that it has happened has taken people by surprise.
Well, let me ask you. We all have an eye toward 2020. And we all know that Pennsylvania was a battleground state in 2016, and it swung for Trump. Could these local races be an indicator of how this swing state, Pennsylvania, could be swinging in 2020?
I really think it could, and I think the best example that you go back to and you look at the four women who won in those congressional races in southeastern Pennsylvania. Mary Gay Scanlon won a seat that had been held by Pat Mann, a Republican. I think that you're going to see those kinds of numbers. What they really are going to have to do is they have to take the numbers that voted majority for Hillary Clinton in that last election, and they're going to have to build on those, and they got to build those margins up enough to overset that large area in the center of the state. Democrats are finally getting a taste of what it's like to be the majority party. They, for decades, disorganized, in all honesty, put up candidates that weren't all that impressive. They now are ready, I think, to step up and take the mantle and say, we're going to be the majority party in the county.
Phil, thanks so much for coming in today.
It's always my pleasure. Anytime.
Phil Herron is the editor of the Delaware County Daily Times. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. We had editing help for this episode from Eugene Son. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.